as a nation because God brought them into existence. The same truth can be said of every nation. Every nation in every period of time, including this nation and every other nation. You say, would that be true of Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are they enemies of the gospel? Yes. But they serve within the framework of God's purpose. That doesn't give them divine right to do evil. It doesn't give anybody divine right to do evil. And it doesn't deliver them from just judgment when they do. But nonetheless, it's true that God controls everything. He is just systematically eliminating every deity they have because they had spread the wealth among their deities, making various gods responsible for various things. And here Paul says there's one God and he's responsible for everything. Then he tells them in verses 27 and 28 that he's imminent, meaning he's near. He has chosen to reveal himself. Verse 27, that they would seek God. Every nation that God brought together in the world, every nation that he placed in human history, every nation whose borders he determined, whose boundaries he established so that they would seek him. Amazing. Romans 1 says, that which may be known of God is in them, right? Romans 1, the whole human race, that which may be known of God is in them. But when they knew God, they glorified him not as God and made idols. Romans 2 says that he wrote the law in their hearts, inscribed it on their hearts and gave them a conscience as a reacting device to the law written in the heart. God gave evidence of himself in man by means of reason, which takes you back to the first cause who is God. God gave evidence of himself in man by moral law, which is in every human heart as part of being human. And he placed every man on this earth and every nation on this earth so that collectively they would follow the path of reason to the first cause who is God, and they would follow the path of moral law to the great judge, God himself. He designed to disclose himself. If you go back to the 14th chapter of Acts and verse 15, Barnabas and Paul, again in a Gentile pagan area, in fact, the people start calling Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, and the priest of Zeus gets engaged.